An outspoken survivor of Canada's residential school system is being remembered for his body of work as a tireless advocate for the survivor community. Arnold Michael Frederick Kashagee, regarded as the first residential school survivor to ever graduate from Algoma University in Sault Ste. Marie, died peacefully at Sault Area Hospital July 15. He was 83 years old. Algoma University has lowered the flags in front of Shingwak Hall in Kashagee's honor to demonstrate the university's collective respect and sorrow, according to a statement from the school via social media Monday. Mike was a husband, father, brother, grandfather, great-grandfather, uncle and friend to many, said the statement. While we are greatly saddened by this loss, as a champion for the survivor community and the ongoing efforts of the children of Shingwak Alumni Association and the Shingwak Residential Schools Center, we celebrate his many achievements. We thank Creator for the gift of his life and the impacts he has had on many within the survivor and extended Algoma University communities. A member of Shiplo Cree First Nation, Kashagee was taken away at 3.5 years old and placed in St. John's Indian Residential School in Shiplo, Ont. He would later attend Bishop Horden Indian Residential School in Moose Factory and Shingwak Indian Residential School in Sault Ste. Marie. In all, Kashagee spent more than a dozen years in a system rife with abuse that was designed to strip Indigenous peoples across Canada of their language and culture. He would eventually go on to pursue his education, attaining an honors degree in political science at Algoma University in 1994 prior to being named an honorary member of the post-secondary institution in 2017. Upon graduation, Kashagee worked for Algoma University and Confederation College before joining Anishinaabe Nation, NAN, as its political advisor and a member of its governance and education negotiating team. He would later go on to lead Shiplo Cree First Nation as chief. We are very saddened that our dear friend has begun his journey to the spirit world. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and the entire Shiplo Cree community, said NAN Deputy Grand Chief Anna Betty Ochinipinskum in a statement released Monday. Michael was a trailblazer through his advocacy for residential school survivors and provided tremendous support to help them through their trauma. He was adamant that the history of the Indian residential school system must never be forgotten, and he fought against the destruction of the records documenting the experiences of more than 38,000 survivors. Kashagee was highly regarded as a leader and tireless advocate for residential school survivors. He was a founding member of the Children of Shingwak Alumni Association, the National Residential School Survivor Society, and Ontario Indian Residential School Support Services. He was also considered instrumental in making the federal government apologize for its role in the residential school system. Jay Jones, acting president of the Children of Shingwak Alumni Association, a group founded in 1981 to support survivors of Shingwak and Wawanosh Indian residential schools, as well as their families and their communities, says Kashagee is irreplaceable, and that it would take a few people to fill his shoes. It's a big loss. It's a huge loss, said Jones. I mean, when you look at the history of all his advocacy, it's just amazing. Jones adds that Kashagee's life will be celebrated in some capacity by the survivor-led group he helped found. The Children of Shingwak Alumni Association is currently preparing to host its annual gathering for survivors and their families in Sault Ste. Marie August 4-7. Even though he's left us and there's a big empty hole inside of all of us, I believe there are plenty of things to celebrate, Jones said. On the eve of last year's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, Kashagee took part in what would be his final interview, with Village Media's Inside the Village podcast. He recalled what life was really like inside residential schools, and why no amount of money could ever fully compensate the children who were stolen from their families. Kashagee is survived by his wife Elaine and his 6 children, in addition to a number of grandchildren, nieces and nephews. A celebration of life will be held July 19 at the Garden River First Nation Community Hall from 12:30 to 4 p.m.